This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Best day of the week.
Woo! It is good.
Bright and sunny out there. It's nice. How does Hawaii sound?
I love Hawaii.
Pretty good? Sound pretty good?
So
are we going back?
Only if the winner of the trip invites us, I guess.
Whatever happened to that? We went to Hawaii one time. Remember
that?
Let's bring
back Hawaii.
You hear that, Michelle Heston?
Yeah.
By the way, she's one that helped us with this entire trip.
Oh.
Including the airfare. Oh. So, but that always is the challenge is the airfare for
A bunch of people.
Yeah.
Well, a fall flyaway to Hawaii Island would be wonderful.
Mm.
You can escape for 4 nights to the Fairmont Orchid Resort in an exclusive Fairmont Gold Ocean View room.
Mm.
Sounds great.
Talk slower.
I would love to.
Oh. You'll travel round trip on Alaska Airlines.
Nice.
Mm. Call 97 right now. 800-400-3697. Instantly wins dinner for two at Fairmont San Francisco's Tonga Room.
Which you'll love.
And we'll be in the running for the grand prize trip to Hawaii.
Oh, man.
Fairmont's stoking us out.
Yep.
They do our Sonoma thing, and we've gone we've gone everywhere with them.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to go to Hawaii with
great
them?
Great partners, no, right?
Yeah. Pretty good partners. Working out for us. I hope they like us.
Very true.
Call number 9 right now is our first qualifier, and there are chances all day. 9, noon, 3, and 5. You'll instantly win the dinner for two. And be in the running for the grand prize trip to Hawaii. Hooman, count to 97 right now.
You got it, Sarah.
All right, great. I want to say hi to our in-studio guest. Happy birthday, Danielle. Is it Reed?
Yeah, Reed.
Reed and Danielle. Reed surprised Danielle this morning for her birthday.
It took, about 7 emails?
Yep.
He's good at pestering. He pestered you, Zet.
Yeah, you broke me down. I was like, delete, delete, delete. And I'm like, Jesus, mister.
Fine, bring your wife in. Very nice people, big fans of the show, so thank you. Really quickly, I want to do an email that we just got.
All right.
Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. This is from Nina. She says, hey, Sarah and Vinny, thanks so much for talking about our consumerist culture and the problem with plastics in our waste stream. It has a huge negative impact on our planet that we all, and all that lives here, including us. The more that people become aware of the problem and learn simple ways that can make a difference, the better. Keep up the good work. Educating with humor. From Nina in Castro Valley.
Hey, Nina.
Hey, Nina.
All right, so I got a bunch of texts. 800-400-3697 is the text number, and people tell us stuff.
Yeah.
All morning
nice
long.
Nice stuff. Not so nice stuff.
Salad remembers hanker for a hunk of cheese. Guy from the 80s, but can't remember last Tuesday.
No, I cannot remember last Tuesday. Hanker for a hunk of cheese guy, though, he was a legit part of my childhood. I was into that guy.
408 says, hi, Vinny. Found a new series on Netflix that is really good. It's called The Fall, set in Belfast. It's about a cop that is chasing down a serial killer. I think you would like it. I think I would, too.
Isn't there another show called The Fall?
I don't know.
Huh. That's not the one. What was the one set up in? Oh, The Killing up in Seattle.
Oh, I love that. The Killing, the first season was epic. And then they clearly had some problems. I don't know what to make about
bad.
It. Well, it's hard to make a great show, I would guess. Mm-hmm. You know what I meant to ask you guys? You know, so I was out for a couple weeks there.
Yeah.
Marcus was in for a week. Did he ever tell you guys what happened with his TV show?
Yeah, I think it's getting made.
Well, he made it. I know
he
made it.
Going to,
yeah, I can't remember either. We mostly listened to his song. Playa, playa.
I don't know if he talked about that.
Bala, bala.
That's old. Why were you guys?
Because we ruin things.
All right.
But Marcus and Rudy both are going to be in on Thursday reviewing a movie.
Wait, I thought John and John were in this Thursday.
No, next week they're in.
Time.
Oh.
It's next Thursday. Yuzi's checking the schedule.
A Simple Favor, I think it's.
A Simple Favor.
Predator. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Predator.
So, have you seen the ads for Predator yet?
No.
So we're watching, I don't know what
this
football
game. This
is the
regular old Predator?
This is a remake of the old Predator. Oh. But we see that they're showing the Predator in the commercials.
Mm.
The actual, so it wasn't the whole thing about the Predator that you don't see it for
the very end.
Forever, right? So there, it's in the commercials. And the missus goes, what is this, Predator?
Huh.
Bing!
Huh.
The Predator title.
Huh.
Why'd they remake that? And why are you showing us the animal in the ads? Or the thing or whatever?
I guess because you've already seen it.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
All right.
Well, why hide it?
Probably some other surprise in there.
Well, I would think you're making that for the next gen. Not for the people who'd seen the Predator original.
Mm.
That was 30 years ago.
Was it that long ago?
I think.
Oh, cow.
Anyway, whatever. Hooman, finally watched The Greatest Showman over the weekend off your recommendations. Freaking stellar, dude.
Oh, freaking
loved
stellar,
dude.
Loved
it so much, I watched it twice in one day.
Oh, oh wow.
My word. I'm going to watch that. Oh, yeah, turn that up. This is me. Hear that little breath?
My husband comes in late on Saturday, and he comes upstairs and says, he says, all right, I'm going to go downstairs and watch a movie. There's this really, looks like a good movie is on. I go, oh, what's it called? What's the name of this movie?
Greatest Showman.
The Greatest Showman. I go, what? I sat up. I go, you're going to watch that? There's a bunch of singing in there. You know that, right?
Did he wind up watching it?
He goes, yeah, there's singing in there. It's all right. Yeah, I believe he did and said it was good.
Oh.
He liked it.
Yeah.
Hey,
speaking of your husband, some people have written in and asked, why isn't he doing movies reviews?
Yeah, he could be part of the Johns.
You don't want to do that.
I would love to do that. I just don't have time. I live over at the car dealership now.
Oh, my God. He totally does.
You're a car dealership widow.
Widow. I am that person that people told me I would be.
You like it?
It's a little lonely.
It is?
Fortunately, I like being alone.
No one to tell you what to watch on TV.
Right. It's fine. He's doing all right. He still likes it.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's what's important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like, you know, the people need their Mercedes. He's doing the good of the, you know.
Right. Bringing the Mercedes
to the
people.
He's got to get the Mercedes to the people.
Yep. Autobahn asked for Johnny V.
Do it.
As in Vieira.
Okay.
Okay.
He said he had to change his name. He was John Vieira, but now there's another guy named John. So I think his name tag now says Johnny V. And the other day he goes, I don't know, I think I need to change my name back.
Oh, because he's lost his...
He's not selling as many cars under Johnny V as he did.
Well,
John
Johnny V sounds
Vieira.
Like... A
so
that's
like,
just weird the way you said, as in Vieira. It's like, I think you mean violin. Like, you don't go...
Right.
You go for a common V.
I usually say Victor, but I don't want to confuse people. V as in Victor. So I had to say his
I
name.
I told you guys I got my Mercedes back, right?
No.
We sold the Prius over the vacation.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I didn't hear about this.
Oh, man. On top of us having a kid, I was selling a car in the middle of all that.
Oh, I thought you couldn't find a buyer for your Prius.
Yeah.
Well, somebody it was up.
Someone bought it.
It was up. Uh-huh. It was posted. We weren't getting the bites at the price we needed. So
right.
We were like, well, you know, you got to cover that what we owe.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so then I hadn't taken it down. I'd just forgotten about it. And a caller comes through and I'm like, well, it's probably the worst possible time I could start doing a car sale, but sure, let's do it.
You got the Mercedes back and she's getting...
She got the Pilot, the Honda Pilot.
Right. So did you lose any money on it?
Yes, we did. Absolutely, we did.
Darn.
But, still, goodbye, Prius.
Yes, we don't need three cars.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here.
It's nice having a Prius around when your kid starts driving, though. You're like, take it. Try not to get in a wreck.
The reason for me mentioning it, I got my Mercedes back.
Yeah.
Like, that was my
car.
That's a car. That's the one I wanted. That's the one I bought. That's why. And then it went away for a while. Now it's back.
Yeah.
People are wondering if you're going to get another truck.
Maybe.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, I shouldn't have sold that. I didn't want to sell it in the first place. It's just something had to go.
I think you should get one.
408 says, I don't know. Well, you know what happened? I'll tell you. Here's,
I want to hear.
Tell us the story.
Tell us the story.
We're building the shelves.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I got to go get the wood. Yes. I got to go get the wood.
You don't have a pickup.
Man, I don't have my pickup. This is exactly why I have my pickup. So I fill the pilot with wood, and then I get back, and we make the shelves, and the missus is like, look what you did to my car.
Oh, no. What did you
and
do?
And I'm all, well, I'm sorry, Holmes, but look what I did to your garage, too. You have shelves now. How dare you?
What did you do to the car?
A couple little things. Nothing
like
major. Some scratches and some plastic where the corners of the wood like sort of dug in and made some permanent scars. But scars are good.
Why didn't you use your car?
Yeah.
My car?
Yeah.
Your Mercedes.
That awesome Mercedes.
Plenty of room. It's an SUV. Yeah.
I can't remember why I didn't use it.
Uh-huh.
Come on, Adele.
When Sarah said that guys start wearing plaid at 65, I had to laugh. My dad is 73, and all his shirts are some form of plaid.
Oh, well, I was actually thinking about his pants, but okay.
408 says, doesn't Sarah's brother John have those bedazzled skinny jeans?
Oh, I haven't seen those yet.
Have him wear those for the movie review.
They have, like, white stitching fancy down the sides, and, like,
maybe
I think there's...
Maybe you heard us talking about it, though.
Maybe.
He should wear them. They sound awfully cute, John. Right?
You're the perfect build for skinny jeans.
Yeah. I don't think they're bedazzled. I think they just had good stitching on them, like, you know, chick stitching.
Hot.
I was like, oh, I have a pair just like that. Those are great. It's fancy.
Let's see.
Maybe he gave him up when he turned 50.
Oh, well, that just happened.
Age appropriate.
I'm sure they're still in his pile, right?
You would think. I haven't seen him. They haven't debuted yet.
707 says, Sam on Big Brother reminds me of the blonde curly hair girl on Ozark. LOL.
Oh.
That girl?
I've met that girl.
Is.
I think we both wanted you dead.
It's.
Tell us about her. Tell us what
it's
we can expect.
It's just, there's that. I've told you guys this before, that hillbilly scary is a special form of scary. And it shows up in a few different places on this show,
Ozark.
It's
a little bit stupid scary.
Oh, God. It's...
I ain't got nothing to lose scary.
Yeah.
Who cares what happens to me scary?
Right. My teeth are already gone, and jail sounds like a place to live.
Right.
So what?
Is that or being a...
What? You just said you don't care... Never mind, I'm going to go.
I have one more question.
At least
about...
I get three squares and a cot.
Right.
I have one more question about Ozark. The guy who is kind of like pulling Jason Bateman's puppet strings, the Mexican dude, is he, because he's a really good bad guy, is he going to be with us for a while?
Is he in it a lot? Or is he just
You know who we're talking
alone?
About?
Yeah, he knows.
Oh, Giancarlo, I know who you're talking about. I'm trying to decide... If I should just get back to the texts.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, don't give us... We don't want any spoilers. Good idea.
All right. Well, we know something's going to happen. Well, I want it... All right, well, I want to ask.
Don't. Yeah.
No, go ahead.
No. Don't ask. Let's just let it unfold, Hooman.
All right, yeah. Let's let it unfold.
You're going to love it so much. I don't think Hooman likes it all that much.
Brick. Oh, you don't like it?
Like what?
Ozark.
I love Ozark.
Oh, you did love it? I thought you were kind of, because you asked for a vote after the first one. And
well, listen, we're bombarded with shows.
Yeah.
Like, it's so much out there. So I said at the dinner table, let's watch two different ones and then vote. But I got outvoted and we just watched two episodes.
So let's just do it. Let's just, we're watching this or not. We've been talking about it forever. We watched two episodes.
What did John think?
Which one?
I don't know.
They both seem to like
John.
It.
Johnny V. Okay. What did Johnny V think?
I thought it was great.
John would love it. My John, I bet he would love that. What did your Johns think?
It. They liked it. Yeah, yeah. I feel like we were all like, okay, that's our new show.
The dynamic's a little bit different, so it's all right. We're just going to roll with it.
There's just a lot going on. There's so much that happens. It's really packed.
Just don't. Let's.
I can't wait to talk to you about it.
I know.
Okay. 408 says, first time texter, where the heck is Joshua Tree on that list? I'm sure Joshua Tree's in the top 200 of the... You look it up.
Yeah.
Go online and just do
Pitchfork,
a search.
Pitchfork.com
was where it was, but it was the 200 best albums of the 80s.
Yeah.
And that's got to be on there,
absolutely.
No doubt.
Absolutely. Not the only one either. I'm sure there's other U2 albums on there.
650 too. Says, I recently toured Prince's house studio. The VIP tour was amazing and worth it.
Oh.
Here are some band names, says 408.
Oh, okay.
Tongue Tied.
Oh, that's cute.
Lisp.
Oh.
Stutterfly.
Oh, stutterfly. Cute.
Consonants.
Oh, that's cute.
You Continent. Like those? Danielle, our birthday
yeah,
girl.
She's a speech therapist. Mm-hmm. It's so funny because my kid named his band Speech Therapy because all the kids in it were in speech therapy at one point together.
You know what's so great about this people visiting us? She is so happy.
Oh, yeah. She's super happy.
I mean...
Well, it was a surprise. She didn't even know right up until they walked in.
Uh-huh. She is overjoyed. Hey, you want to say something?
Yes.
Come on.
You don't have someone you want to say hi to?
Well,
or
no, leave your headphones on.
Yeah, leave them on. Come
walk
over
up
here.
To...
Okay. Talk right in the mic.
Tell your
happy
husband
birthday.
How great he is or something.
This is the best day ever, first of all. And my husband is... winning Husband of the Year award
oh,
today.
So far so good. I'm going to say it might actually turn out to be his birthday too.
Oh, really?
Hey. It's your birthday.
Do you want to say hi to any friends or anything?
That sets
or?
The mood.
No, good? I just want to thank you guys for having us here.
Oh,
really
you're special. Welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Zed, because you obviously, your husband did good work on Uzi.
I didn't realize how handsome he was.
Hey.
He should have done a picture.
I know.
I'm putting that guy up on my wall.
408 says, seeing Cake this weekend in San Diego for the Kaboo Music Festival. Cannot wait.
Yes, that's Delmar.
They only did like 10 dates with Ben Folds, but I was like, oh my God, like two of my favorite artists. Like, I wanted to see that show so bad.
I'm sure they're...
I hope the tour went well and they do more dates with Ben Folds. Be oh my God, I love Cake so much.
That is not the right Glory. Glory is the song from Selma about MLK, you guys.
All right, now we got it. We just didn't remember that. But now that you've said it, I'm like, oh yeah, that. I do remember that. Oh yeah. I knew it was something.
Not Glory. That movie was way before John Legend, LOL. I love y'all so much, but I would leave the classroom to help y'all out.
Oh. You just want to leave the classroom, let's face it.
Legend, John Legend was 11 when Glory came out. Ha 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 ha. All right,
he's
take
always
it easy.
Been amazing.
We can't know all the stuff all the time.
That's true.
Uzi, were you talking about Hooman?
I was not talking about Hooman.
The person that she said. Boy, I really hated you when I first got to know you, but now that I'm drunk, I don't mind telling you that I like you okay now.
I think I said I couldn't stand you, not that I hated you.
All right.
There's plenty of people like that, though, that you know, at first you're just like, oh, God, this person. And then you learn about them and they grow on you.
They grow on you. It's like fungus. They grow on you.
I still feel like when you tell people stuff like that, you're planting something in them that they're like, oh, you hated me when you met me,
but
huh?
I like you now. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
Well, it doesn't bother you. You're the one.
Yeah.
You're the one that planted the seed in them.
But if someone
you're
told,
handing them.
Don't worry. I'm over it. I like you now.
But what if they were like,
about.
I thought we really hit it off.
Well, no, we didn't.
They would know. They know that we did not hit it off at first. They're just excited that I love them now.
Yeah. I would recommend.
Thank goodness. Right.
That you don't tell people.
Did you like us when you first met us?
You too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She just lied.
Well, she just
did you hear her?
Yeah.
She looked away.
I was looking
and lied to us.
I'm looking on pitchfork.com. What I remember most is when Vinny, because I was working, I was co-editor at the time at KCBS in the newsroom, and I worked 3 a.m. to 11 a.m. And so Vinny would roll in looking for news stories. And I remember thinking, who is this little punk coming in here, you know, asking for stories? Get out of here.
I'm about to be the number one show in town, punk. Just give me a second. I'm
Later
working on
that
it.
Later, was the one coming down there looking for stories.
Right.
Coming down looking for another job. Remember, I told my manager at the time that I'm going to go work for these guys, but if it doesn't work out, can I come back for my job? And he said yes.
Oh.
Look at you backing up your plan.
You got to cover your ass,
That's
man.
Right, plan B.
So you loved us, though, from the get-go.
Oh, I did love you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You could just tell it was all going to work.
Oh,
I
knew
we did hit it off pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did.
925 says, yes, Vinny, Sam snapped last night. It was creepy.
She said a lot of things that are questionable, like the whole curb stomping thing that she will randomly come up with these like super violent
This is paragraphs of,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She talks really slow, and she's, I'm just a little girl, and I just want everyone to like me. And this game, I just don't think I'm cut up. I'm not crying. I'm not going to cry.
Was she talking? I think she was talking to JC when she did the curb stomping thing. Yeah. And she goes, you know what that is? It's when, and he's like, that's terrifying. In his own, he's got his own accent. He's like, that's terrifying. Why wouldn't you kill someone? And she goes, yeah, I think you might die.
I think sometimes they die.
It's when you put your teeth on a curb and someone
kick them in the back
smashes
of the, head.
The back of your head.
Oh my God.
It's in the movie stomp. American
History X.
History X. That's it.
They're torturing someone?
They make this person, they show a close up of this person, put his teeth on the curb. And then that person gets stomped.
Oh my God.
They don't show that because obviously it wasn't a big budget movie.
Wow.
And there was no, would be, but.
Yeah, that is terrifying, isn't it? Hmm.
Stinky and Garage Cat are the best, says 415.
Oh, thank you. That's a nice thing to say.
Oh my God, Stinky and Garage Cat are going to make me pee my pants while I'm crawling through traffic.
We're going to combine your pee with our poo and then get Vinny.
Oh, my goodness.
No, that's a good goulash. Thanks so much. We got the booby trap set up. Watch out, Vinny.
You better watch where you're
stepping. When you get that new truck, we're going to jump all over that, too.
I don't know why you have this in so wrong. I take care of those cats.
I
feed
too.
Them.
True,
I make sure they have clean water.
Uh-huh.
I clear
the
out their the kitty litter. I'm the one. I'm not even a cat guy, and now I got two of them. There's even a third cat sniffing around.
Oh, really? Who's that?
Yeah, who's that?
Tell us more about this third guy.
Dude, you
what's
have no idea. I come in the house, I'm like, there's a third one out there now.
Oh, who is it? What's his name?
What's his name?
He's orange.
Oh!
Is it Heathcliff?
I don't know if it's a boy or a girl.
Is it Garfield? Garfield! Heathcliff?
That's my problem.
Is that Heathcliff?
You have a problem.
Oh, I like this new guy.
My opposite too.
I like the three musketeers of cats.
Let's go for a march, you guys.
A march?
Well, the three musketeers, sir.
Musketeers! Ha ha!
Musketeers! Musketeers!
Come on, Heathcliff, you're in the game! Let's call him Pumpkin!
Oh, my head hurts.
I had no idea that they had a new friend.
Things get better all the time.
They sure do.
Leo's the ringleader of them all.
So what's up, ringleader? What are we going to do now?
831 says, Vin, did you see the Lemoore link I sent you on Facebook? Social D played there after the event. Check this out. Blink-182 was set to tour the world, or at least the United States, this summer.
Uh-huh.
And they were going to play the surf contest in Lemoore Saturday night. They canceled their whole tour because Travis Barker's like got some serious health complication.
Yeah, I read about that. I can't remember what it was. Is it like a...
I think it's blood clots or something in his
arms.
That's
what it was. Right. Yeah, that's what it was.
But I don't know that for sure. But so Social D jumped in last second and took over the gig that they were... Like, they've been set to do that for, I don't know, months. Anyway, I did hear that, and I'd rather see Social D anyway, myself.
Yeah, you love them.
I do. I grew up on them.
Yeah.
Oh, good morning, Sarah. Just heard you read my letter. So grateful for my radio show family for sharing my thoughts. Life is about making a difference, and you do. Thank you.
That was the one about the equine therapy?
Uh-huh. Right. Mm-hmm. First thing this morning.
Yeah. Really early this morning. Uh-huh.
I watched an interview with Burt Reynolds, and he said he got his addiction to painkillers when he got hit in the jaw with a chair during a stunt for a movie, and he had TMJ. TMJ is not real.
Come on. Oh, it's real.
Oh, really?
It is real. Yeah. I have it, too.
What?
That's why my
jaw clicks. I wear a mouth guard at night.
What?
I'm supposed to wear a mouth guard.
Why don't you?
I just don't.
You're supposed to wear a mouth guard?
Don't get the cheap one. Get the.
I know.
You grind your teeth?
Oh, yeah.
Me, too.
Oh, don't do it! Oh, my God! What's wrong with you?
I've shown you. They grind hard.
Happy birthday, Danielle.
Happy birthday, Danielle.
Why would you do that? Don't do that. That's
okay.
That's so...
See how my jaw clicks?
Oh, your jaw's clicking now.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Danny.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that you can't do certain things.
Oh,
you
no, can... no, I can do them.
Okay.
But sometimes it'll get sore, and so then I can't do things.
That's a bogus excuse. That's no good.
Good luck,
I've heard that one before too. Oh, the TMJ section. Get out of here.
Listen, I'm not gonna hurt myself for you.
Bogus. Why not?
Because I'm not gonna. That's why.
You better.
650 says they think that's a very sober looking pic of Mac Miller, the one that
Ariana
posted. Oh. Yeah, he looked clean to me. I mean, you can tell someone's eyes when they've been up to no good.
Hmm.
Vinny, have you watched the new Ozark? Yes, I'm working on it. Lots of people don't like Julie Chen. It's so weird. I know that you don't like her.
Yeah.
But she's the wife of this man who's been fired or leaving CBS and's caught up in this... And people are like, and another thing, take your wife too.
Yeah, well, that's how
Jesus!
She got the gig.
It's Let's like, it. God, pile on. The girl's like, what?
Listen.
So awful, isn't it?
No, it's not awful. She's always been awful, and I've always thought she...
Take your wife with ya!
I've always thought she was terrible. She always needed to leave, and she obviously got that job because of who her husband is.
Sheesh!
Do you think she's good on the show, Vinny?
Yes, I do think she's good.
Oh my God.
Why'd you ask if you weren't going to take my answer? God!
Stick with the script.
She's fine. She does a fine job. The show is about the house guest. It's not about the host.
Right. So
very few hosts will actually be able to lay up and be back in the background. I like Ross, but you know he won't be able to just
ask the questions that matter to the people watching the show. I mean, it's pointless. I'm telling you, if she's on the screen, fast forward it. You will not miss a thing. Her interview's horrible.
I'm in real time. You don't know why that's funny, but Sarah gets the early feed and gets to watch it at 6 p.m. or whatever.
And there I am, right.
Real time at 9 at night going, oh, God.
Kathy Griffin is saying a bunch of bad stuff about Julie Chen right now.
Yeah,
oh, yeah? What's she saying?
Oh, boy.
Why is she saying anything?
The headline says... Griffin says denounces Julie Chen over Les Moonves and Janet
and all kinds of stuff.
I don't blame her for the way her husband is. I just think she's a terrible host. I don't think she's a bad person. What?
You don't think she's a bad person?
No, I'm sure she's perfectly nice. I mean, she's not like an evildoer, and I don't blame her for what her husband did. But now that he's out, let's take her with him. Ruins my favorite show.
Once again, I think I won. What did I get? I won a prize, right?
For what?
For nailing it. That's exactly what people are saying.
Yeah. Say it again.
Take your wife with you. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, I can feel it. This is going to be a great week.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm still laughing at Vinny. I'm going to laugh at that all day.
Man, that's rough.
Take your wife.
Get out and take your wife with you.
Jesus.
I feel like a bad husband.
Oh, God.
Man, that's got to be. She's got to go on the talk today and not talk about her husband, right?
Yeah. Maybe she will talk about it. Who knows?
What can she say?
I don't know. Plus, if it's not on the script, it's not like she could ad lib it.
Oh, Sarah.
So, it's true.
Well, now you got to look. I don't know anything about it. I'm just guessing, though, that she's got to be someone who's starting to say, do I stand by this guy? Or do I start to distance myself from it because is this only the beginning?
Right. I don't know.
I mean, when the missus asked me last night, oh, man, what do you think? I'm like, I don't know. She didn't know the guy then. How's that? I mean, it sucks for her because her husband's caught up in this, but it's not like she knew he was this guy.
Oh, no, right. It's like how I felt about Georgina Chapman. Like,
that's who I was just thinking of
that
too.
Poor woman.
She initially really stood by him
because she was like, "I don't know the person you're talking about."
Wait,
and
Georgina
and
Chapman say
was
who
married
that
is. To Harvey Weinstein.
Right.
Right. Uh-huh.
Still probably is. I'm sure they're in the middle.
What's
of
What's
her
name of her clothing line?
Marciano.
Oh, Marquesa.
Marquesa.
Marquesa. Right.
Marquesa. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like people were. I'm like, don't boycott her. She's a talented designer, whatever. She didn't know.
Yeah.
And she actually did seem to be quite stunned by the whole thing.
Well, mm-hmm. I don't doubt. Look, the guy's a super high-powered executive in the movie business and travels right. probably full-time. She's probably only knows half of what that guy's up to on any given day.
Right. It sounds like less than half.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well.
And as far as Julie Chen goes, like, you know, I don't wish ill on her and
you
I
want her to lose her job.
I would like.
I think that's
I
Ill.
Would like her to go away, though, from the shows I like.
I don't wish ill on her.
Except I'm that sure one she's thing. A nice person, but God, now that her husband's gone, what's keeping her at the network? Come on. Let's be real. Anywho.
Hold on. He left today.
Yeah. So she should probably be off this week, right? I mean, don't let her finish Sheesh. The season or anything.
When's the next time she's supposed to come on
Thursday.
Big Brother? Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday?
She doesn't do any talking on Wednesday?
No, only Thursdays.
Oh.
She hosts the live show with the eviction.
Mm. Oh, okay. Huh.
I guess we'll see.
I never noticed if she's there or not.
We'll see.
Well, you don't need to. If she's there, just fast forward over if you're not in real time.
All right.
I usually find that if I wait 20 minutes, at the you know, I can fast forward past all the commercials and everything. Just wait to watch it till 9:20, Vinny.
9:20 on a work night? As it is, it's rough.
Well, you're going to watch it until 10 anyway, right?
I just start it when it starts.
Oh, right.
I don't hate commercials so much that I can't, you know, it's fine.
Sit through them.
Right. Whatever. Let's get out of here.
Okay, that
Lexi's
sounds
up
good.
Next, everyone. Enjoy her.
L-E-X-Y, Lexi. Lexi. Have a good one. We'll see you on Get Her Done Tuesday.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.